Welcome to Nightchild Talks Prince, uncut and unscripted. So welcome back to Nightchild Talks Prince. I got the butter for your muffin, just too old to hold the knife. Anyway, today I have a quick piece of news, well, kind of news, and a main topic. Now, the quick bit of news is just to remind people in the UK, it is Record Store Day on the 20th of April, and there is a Prince release of sorts. It's the, I'm sure there's going to be people groaning, but the 94 East, it's called the Legendary Recordings, 1975 to 85. It's basically the beginning of Prince's kind of career when he worked with Pepe Willie and other people, and he sings on one song, Just Another Sucker. He also plays on a lot of the tracks. Now, this is released, as I say, in the UK. I don't know if it's other European countries as well, but certainly in the UK on the 20th of April. Now, it's interesting because some places it's listed as a 2 vinyl album set, and some places a 3 vinyl album set at different prices. Certainly for the website Rough Trade in the UK, it's listed as a 3 album set. I'll read the brief description. It says the 94 East featuring Prince vinyl box set is an emblem of musical inception. With 3 vinyl records, purple, white and green, this remastered collection unveils the original synergy between Prince and 94 East. Alongside a 40-page booklet, unfolds an intimate narrative detailing their collaborative genesis. Exclusive photos, handwritten notes, and in-depth annotations offer a rare glimpse into Prince's early artistry. The purple record pulsates with funk rhythms, reflecting Prince's enigmatic charm. The white record exudes raw talent, showcasing his guitar prowess. Meanwhile, the green record symbolizes growth and experimentation. This box set isn't merely a compilation. It's a historical artifact, inviting enthusiasts to explore the foundational moments of an icon's musical odyssey, a tangible link to Prince's evolutionary journey that forever altered the musical landscape. Quite an introduction. So we'll look forward to that. It's Record Store Day for me. I've always said there should never, ever, ever be a Record Store Day where there isn't something Prince. Because he has so much in the vault, he has so much that is still not out there officially, and there should never be a record store day ever that passes without something Prince being released. And it has happened before, and it shouldn't happen again. So I applaud everything that's obviously released on Record Store Day, but I do think we can push even further and really bring out some really exciting projects. And let's make the most of this. This is a great chance, you know, regularly to celebrate Prince. So let's just, you know, let's go for it, and hopefully the estate will raise the game and raise the game even more. Now, the main thing I want to talk about today is merch. Merch. There is barely a day that goes by if you're on the Prince mailing list where you don't get something from the estate telling you about the latest piece of merch, or his 10% off the latest piece of merch, or this is your last chance to buy a Purple Rain umbrella, or whatever it is. And I really want to get your feedback on merch. A number of questions, really, I have for you. First of all, what are your feelings about merch? Do you see, a lot of people to me say they only care about the music. That's what they're interested in, and they're not really worried about merch, and they just want the music, which I totally understand. But equally, a lot of people say, well, you know, Paisley Park, the estate, they've got to keep the lights on. Selling merch not only brings them an income stream, but it also puts Prince in the public consciousness. You know, you see somebody walking down the street wearing a Prince t-shirt or a Prince baseball cap or a Prince coat, whatever. And it just, you know, people see it, they think about Prince, and maybe they put on a Prince song, and who knows, maybe that leads somewhere. Obviously, the official Prince website has, you know, a wide range of merchandise, starting from, you know, fairly cheap items right up to, like, kind of the, I'm looking at the call and response outfits where, you know, they go for thousands of pounds. I mean, there's the call and response, you know, purple paisley trench coat, which is $2,600. So you've got the whole range of options there. It's difficult because I want people to celebrate Prince, and when I see someone in a Prince t-shirt, it does make me smile and it's brilliant. And when I see somebody wearing a Prince necklace or whatever, that is great. I'm also intrigued to know what you think about unofficial merch. Now, on Facebook, there's a huge amount of it. Some people are making pretty serious money, I think. But there's lots of adverts. I think once you're in the Prince world, the algorithms kind of work. So you get shown a lot of this stuff. And I see a lot of merchandise where people are really going for it. They're producing so much stuff. And some stuff is not great. And some stuff is pretty amazing. Some stuff you think, wow, why don't the estate make that? Why don't the estate do that? That's brilliant. There's a lot of clothing being made as well. And it looks, you know, pretty extraordinary and much wider range than the estate have. eBay itself is full of a lot of it. And it's tricky because on one hand, you know, like I say, the estate has costs. After spending £45 million on lawyers' fees, you know, they've got to make that money somehow. And I suppose merch is a good way of doing that. And certainly if you visit Paisley Park, that's something that, you know, you probably will buy some merch there. I remember when the My Name is Prince exhibition came to London and they had a merch shop and it was doing a roaring trade. Lots of people were buying it. They were, you know, really, you know, browsing and loving the stuff. I also think of back in the day in London, we had the NPG store where Prince set up his own store, you know, sold music, but also a lot of merch. And some things I really treasure. You know, there's certain things, necklaces and clothes and gifts I've been given that just mean the world to me. So it's tricky. I mean, I think part of the problem the estate sometimes has is when there's a big gap between musical releases, people get more and more annoyed with the merch because they say, oh, is it only merch? Is that all we're getting? It's constantly merch. And I think if the steady stream of music keeps happening, then I think people will be less bothered about how much they push merch. I think people get perhaps a little bit frustrated when it appears to only be merch and the music, it seems a while since the last release, that sort of thing. So I think there's that. The unofficial merch is obviously, effectively it's a bit like a bootleg, except you have to pay for it. And most bootlegs people don't tend to pay for, but with unofficial merch, obviously somebody's making money off Prince's image, off his design, off his kind of intellectual copyright. Now, obviously, that's not good, and there are legal consequences, but I don't know how much the estate are enforcing that currently. There's certainly people who I think who have been, I know somebody who has been sent kind of like a cease and desist letter, but they live in another country, and I don't think that was really followed. They just carried on, I think, from what I understand. So it's tricky. It's really tricky. I mean, on the one hand, yes, some things, you know, are great. They make the world better, the world full of prints, and you see a t-shirt, and especially when you see, I was walking down in my local town, it's a couple of months ago now, and I actually saw somebody wearing a Sign of the Times t-shirt, and we had a quick conversation because we were actually in the same place waiting for something. And it was brilliant to see. And somebody who clearly, you know, loved Prince. They weren't a huge fan, but they really liked Sign of the Times, Purple Rain. It was just great to strike up that conversation. And it kind of, it's like a secret sign. Well, not secret, but kind of a sign to other Prince fans. And also to just the general public. So I don't know. For me, it's complicated because I want the music to be the primary thing. But equally, Paisley Park needs to keep going. And it needs to do everything it can to do that, whether it's live musical acts, whether it's, you know, the celebration, whether it's merch. So that's a difficult balance. I just really want to know what you think about merch. I mean, some people say, oh, there's so much merch out there that's just really tacky, that's just not great. But then other people say, well, you know, just buy the stuff you like. Buy the things you like. Some things you'll like and some things you won't. And you know, you don't have to like all of it. You just buy the thing you like. It doesn't really matter. If something's not for you, then it's not for you. I'm sure every Prince fan has their favourite kind of things and outfits that Prince wore, and other outfits where they think, oh, I don't know about that one. And so I think, you know, in that sense, it's very much up to the consumer. The unofficial merch, as I say, is a different story. It's very morally dubious, but then some people have made the argument Prince isn't here, Prince isn't benefiting, it's not taking money from him per se. It's a difficult debate, but I'd really like to know what you think about merch. Is there something also that you would like to see, either the estate do, you know, preferably, where they don't do it currently? Like, is there some piece of merch, something that you haven't seen that you think would be a great thing that people could buy? And I think also we have to be honest, and this is something I've said a lot, that the Prince estate, one of the problems with the Prince store is if you buy something from abroad, it costs quite a lot of money. There's the shipping is expensive. There's often customs charges, certainly in the UK. I wanted a t-shirt and I think it was $25, $30. By the time it gets here, it's $70, $75, which for a t-shirt is extraordinary. Now, we're very lucky in this, in the UK, to have Rocketpool, who sell a lot of the official merch. And they aren't getting perhaps as much of it as they would like, but they do often do great deals. And I got, I often get my box sets from Rocketpool. So having an outlet in the UK really helps. And I'd love to see outlets all across the world, you know, in Europe and beyond and everywhere, where you can just have a kind of local hub and they can distribute this to keep the cost down, and so people can buy that official merch. I also wonder what you think about having merch in, I saw some jumpers, I think it was, in a kind of local clothes store. They'd obviously be given to the chain, you know, they're sort of promoting them. And I wonder if that's something you approve of, having kind of Prince t-shirts in, you know, like those big kind of clothing stores, or if you think that perhaps, you know, we shouldn't go too far down that road. Anyway, thank you for letting me ramble on. And I will see you soon. Take care.